I don't think I have any friends. No, that's not true. My wife is my friend. And I guess my two kids are also my friends. Kinda. Girl, boy, 13 and 10. So I have three friends. Which isn't nothing. But I was involved in creating two of them, so... I mean, I know a lot of people, and if I call any of them and ask to Zoom it up, they'd all say yes. But then after an initial catch-up, they'd wonder what the emergency was or what the real reason was for the call. Because I guess it's not usual for me to reach out like that. And I guess I'm thinking they'd be thinking that, because I would too, truth be told. Like if it wasn't work-related or because of some personal crisis, I think I would also kind of feel like it was a waste of time. I'm not trying to be mean, just honest. I feel that way about eating, too, or taking a shower. I need to earn it. There needs to be a real reason. That's why breakfast makes no sense to me. I just woke up. Why should that be rewarded? Or like, I need to be dirty enough to have earned a shower or wasn't worth the water. Anyway, I've always thought that friendship was a byproduct of necessary time spent with others. But now I'm at a point in my life where there's not a lot of necessary time spent with others. When my dad was little, he and his family trekked from Northern Korea to Southern Korea during the Korean War. And after the war ceased, they scrounged to survive and didn't waste a thing. My mom didn't have it any easier. Her dad died when she was 5, and she kind of grew up in an orphanage in South Korea, taking care of her younger brother. She, too, never wasted a thing growing up. So with them as parents, you could say our family was very frugal. We never threw anything out unless it was pure garbage, and the path to pure garbage always took a few turns. For example, an empty margarine container would become a leftovers container before being demoted to housing Korean pickled foods. Then, once those Korean pickled foods were finished, which could be weeks or months, that empty margarine container would leave the kitchen altogether and hold leftover paint or screws before being cut up into ninja stars, flung around for an afternoon, and quickly forgotten. Then, it was pure garbage. I think this frugal upbringing is why I have this utilitarian view of friendship. But then again, how a person grows up doesn't necessarily lead to how a person ends up. Because my sister and I are very different people. When I was 9 years old, I got really mad at her because she overestimated how much ketchup she needed and left her plate with a big wad of ketchup still on it. Not only was it a waste of ketchup, but that wad of sugary tomato paste was going to wreak havoc on the dishwashing sponge. And that dishwashing sponge needed all the help it could get before it got too smelly and did more harm than good. I always licked my plate clean and felt righteous about it. Like I was responsible for what was rationed to me, you know? God gave me talents and I invested those talents well. And upon his return, I would show him my cleanly licked plate and he would say, "Well done, my good and faithfully full servant. You're always looking out for that dishwashing sponge. Good on ya." I don't know if Jesus had any friends. Don't get me wrong, Jesus was a friend to many. Still is. What a friend we have in Jesus. But who was a friend to Jesus? Disciples, sure. Followers aplenty, but friends? But then again, Jesus was on a mission. He had a job to do, and maybe making friends wasn't quite part of it. Same with the prophets. It's a solo gig. They're like assassins. They work alone, so what are you going to do? I always thought it'd be cool if all the prophets got together, you know? Isaiah, Jeremiah, and Ezekiel would be at one table because they made it to the majors. Deborah, Elijah, Anna, and Nathan would be at another table because they didn't even get a book deal. And all the minor prophets would be fawning over Samuel in the corner because he got a sequel. But then they join tables and reconfigure seating because they're all good that way. And there'd be some slightly passive-aggressive tones here and there off the top, one-upping each other, name-dropping kings and miracles, connecting the dots of who knows who and who was where when. But then as the evening wore on and stories were shared, they'd all experience a sense of group, identifying with their shared aloneness. I don't know if Jonah would be there. He'd get the invite, but I think he may have preferred being alone. Because after a while, it's just simpler, you know? Less moving parts, less possibilities of distraction or hurt. My dad was alone. He wasn't a prophet, though, just a pastor of a church, which sometimes seems like a prophet, or a welcome mat for people to walk all over and wipe their shoes on. I don't think my dad had any friends. It would always be under the guise of ministry that I'd see him with others. I don't think he ever just hung out with anyone. I hang out with my son. Our conversations usually involve the Marvel Star Wars universe, what he wants to do when he's older, and how to make quick money now. My daughter and I talk about, you know, BTS, which is a Korean K-pop boy band. We also talk about her swimming, her singing, and what kind of future she'd like to have, which sometimes involves a member of BTS. My kids have always been social, though. They take after their mom in that way. She has a lot of friends. My wife. She's a really good friend. I often tell her that she puts more into her friendships than she gets out of them. She disagrees. I think my wife has friends because she's a good friend.